At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nacho!
Yo quiero ser listo, mi gato, siga la perra, dale!
Un, dos, tres, Nacho!
Let's punch up Sarah on that. Listen, it's the morning mess. It's time for your favorite prank calls. It's time for a Nacho's Revenge. Let's say good morning to Sarah.
Good morning,
what's
Sarah.
Up? What's up?
Good morning.
Hey, you. We hear you need some revenge on your boyfriend, Kieran. What's going on?
I do. He embarrassed the hell out of me in front of my parents.
Okay. Did you deserve it?
I don't know what I've deserved, but I got it.
Okay. What'd he do?
So my boyfriend decided to give me 2 hickeys the day before we were supposed to go fly out and meet my parents for the first time.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay, where were the hickeys?
Yeah.
On my neck.
Oh, my back. Okay.
We were flying out to L.A., and we stayed in the hotel the night before because we got in late, so we couldn't really go to my parents' house. And then there's just something sexy about doing it in a hotel. It makes it extra nasty.
Okay, girl.
You know, we took it as a mini vacation, and, you know, the mood was right, and everything was right, and it got spicy, and we did what we did.
Do what you do.
Right. But so when I woke up the next morning, I went to get dressed and I looked in the mirror and I'm like, oh my goodness, I had 2 of the biggest hickeys of all time on my neck.
Did you look for a cold spoon?
I was just thinking that.
Is that the old cure?
School, yeah.
Because that used to work back in the day. Mm-hmm. And then I tried to cover it with makeup and it just made it even worse. And I looked stupid.
You have to go with the go-to. I burned myself with the curling iron.
I couldn't even do that where it was. It was just bad.
Turtleneck fashion. You're not in Phoenix rocking a turtleneck. Like, it's 100 degrees.
Yeah. Long story short, we had a good time with my dad. But, you know, towards the end, he said, maybe next time for your boyfriend not to give you so many hickeys before meeting his, you know, the parents or whatever. I was embarrassed.
Your dad said that?
Not my mom. My dad said that. You know how embarrassing that is? And, like, I actually like my boyfriend, so I want him to stay with his little freaky ass. But
I love that. Yeah, that's bad timing, sir.
Yeah, if you're giving hickeys, you're like 7th grade. You're back at it.
Yeah. You do that after you meet the parents. Like, yeah, we killed that, right? Come here, girl. Taco de lengua. Oh, God. So what do you have in store? What do you have in mind for the prank call?
So this is where I need Nacho to come and do what he does. So I need him to be like my uncle and give my boyfriend the birds and bees talk.
Nice.
You want me to be your uncle?
Yes.
Okay. Do I let him know that you're half Guatemalan? Because I have quite the accent.
You can.
Okay. I
will. All right. Do it up like he did it up.
Okay. I will. I just need your boyfriend's phone number and then I'll prank him for you, okay?
All righty.
Hello?
Good morning. This is Nacho Chavez as Nacho with 2 O's. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm fine. What's up, man?
Oh, wow. Snappy. Okay. I would hate to tell my brother that this is who his daughter is dating. Seriously.
Who are you again?
Nacho with two O's. I'm Bill's brother. I'm sure you've heard stories about me.
Oh, Sarah's dad, brother?
Yeah, yeah. I was adopted into the family. They did a little program from Guatemala. So I grew up with them, but we don't like to say step. So I'm his brother. Yeah, you're very smart. It's a good start. Hold on here. Let me write that off. Hold on.
That's good.
For a second, based on everything I've heard about you, you were pretty dumb, but that was pretty good you picked up on. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you need from me right now?
Well, I do see a long term with you and Sarah, but since you're only on second base with her, I just wanted to sit you down and have, you know, the talk.
What talk?
You know, the bzzz, bzzz, and the bees. You know, the horizontal refreshment. The bing, bop, boom, 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 bop, bam. You know.
I'm confused.
Listen, we all remember our first time, trust me. It's tough to find sometimes, that's why I'm here.
Okay, I gotta get back to work. What the f*** is going on here?
Sir, as your future in-law, I wanted to sit you down and just have the birds and bees talk before you deflower my niece for the first time. So, can you just be patient with me? As this is very hard for me to bring up, but I think it's time for the talk. Obviously, no one's brought that up with you.
Are you talking about what I think you're talking about?
Yes. Put in the crema on the burrito? Yes. I recommend that you request it on the side if I was you, or put it in a sock. Either or.
All right. This is kind of weird and kind of awkward. I don't even know you. I've never met you before.
So, you're saying she's boarded the beef bus before?
All right. Our private life is our private life. I don't need anybody, grown man, talking to me like I'm a kid.
Okay.
Talk to me about my private life.
Okay. So here's what you do. First, you get the consent, right? We call that the green light. Then you proceed to start slow. Okay, really slow. I suggest taking off your suspenders. Kick things off first, really sexy with this. Play some little Jodeci in the background.
Stop.
What? Why am I stopping?
I know you're part of Sarah's family. I know it's important. Everything like that, but this is inappropriate. What's the end of this call right here? I got to get back to work. It's kind of weird and disgusting that you're kind of talking about your niece's bedroom life.
Yeah, see, you can't even say the S word because you haven't even had it. I get it. It's a big boy world. Let's see. We'll have the birds and the bees talk at the family reunion. You can ask Sarah. You want to talk about giving everyone some of your honey.
All right, shut the f*** up.
Okay.
I better not see you anywhere, all right?
Okay, yeah, you won't, because I just do radio, and you don't even know what I look like, so, and I don't even know what you look like, so there's that.
What are you talking about?
This is all a prank call, and you're live on the radio with the morning mess. Your girlfriend Sarah actually put us up to this.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. You're live on the radio, Sarah.
Hey.
Yeah, I was going to beat his ass.
I know you were.
Not the exchange student from Guatemala getting his ass kicked. Welcome to America.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.